now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Yes, it is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV and W293CX 106.5. So happy you've taken a little time out of your busy Saturday to join us on the program. The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com is your destination year-round for all types of gardening, 1,000-plus videos, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, email, and a whole lot of exploration for your education and informational purposes. So let's talk about something that we can all practice in our home all year round, and that's growing sprouts. First of all, for people who have no idea what growing sprouts mean, what is the definition of growing sprouts, or what is the practice of growing sprouts?
Sure. So sprouts are essentially, you may have had them on a sandwich at a sandwich shop, seen them in the store, like alfalfa sprouts or bean sprouts, or bean sprouts are often used in Asian cooking. So basically they are sprouted seed, and you're eating that growth that comes from the seed.
It's a very small plant. It's within a couple of days of germination, of growing. So what are some of the benefits that one would choose to grow sprouts in their home year-round?
Well, one is that it gives you something green.
Nutrients.
Yeah. Well, it's something fresh to eat when you're in the dead of winter and you really want something fresh and tasty. That's definitely something that you can.
And this can have. You can grow these very, very quickly. We're talking 3-4 days. It's not like you got to sit there and wait 90 days for a tomato to ripen.
No, people who really do a lot of this will have a continuous process, so they always have fresh sprouts.
Yeah, they're on a 7-day rotation.
Right. So, but the thing is that they are very beneficial to your digestion.
Okay.
Because they have a lot of really good fibers in them, and they're very nutrient-dense. You are eating essentially what is growing from that seed, whatever is in that nutrient.
So baby plants.
They're like a baby plant. So they're very nutrient-dense.
Now, let's make something clear here. You can't do this with all seeds. There's certain variety of seeds, and you can buy seed or sprout kits online, and you can buy bulk seeds. But first of all, okay, let's talk about some of the seeds in which we can do this with.
Well, first of all, let's say that you want to buy seeds that are from a good source. You don't want to buy and sprout seeds from Johnny down the street who's selling his random seeds. You don't know where they're from or what happened to them. So you want to buy clean seed to sprout.
Okay.
And the reason being is that things like salmonella or E. coli could exist in seeds if they're not packaged properly, safely.
Or clean properly.
Right,
before.
Or clean properly. Another thing is that, and we'll get into this when we talk of the process, you want to make sure whatever you're using to sprout in is also clean as well.
Goes without saying, right. But it needs to be reminded. Yes.
So anyway, what was your original question?
What can we use? What seeds can we use in due to this?
So you just can't use
any old seeds here.
No. And so you can... You can use a lot of different seeds. We've used radish seeds.
Right.
Broccoli seeds. Let's see, what else have we used?
We tried with squash seeds.
Yeah, we tried squash seeds.
And that didn't work.
They were just crazy bitter. So you want to, do...
Kale, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, those types of seeds, those sprouts are very good and nutrient-rich. You don't want to use tomato seeds, sprouts, because tomatoes are actually a toxin. The leaves are toxins, so you can't eat those. There's a number of other seeds in which you can use for sprouting, and the sprouting is a very simple process. Again, you have to read.
Mung beans is a
very popular one.
Very popular one, yes.
I believe peas are as well.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the process and the equipment in which we need, because you can just go down a list of an unlimited number of seeds in which you can sprout.
Right, and you can definitely search Google for that, what you're trying to go for and what you want to sprout. But you need something to sprout the seeds in. Some people will buy these fancy sprouting tray kits, or I'm not really 100% sure what those are, but you don't need that. So you can keep it pretty simple.
We're going to keep it cheap and simple and effective here.
Right, exactly. So you need a mason jar, and you want about a quart size. And then you need a piece of screening or an old pair of pantyhose.
Would a coffee filter work?
No, because you get it wet a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. So you need something that is going to kind of be essentially a screen or something that you can get pour water through.
But the seeds won't
be able to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So that we use a screen that we've cleaned off.
You can also go to your craft store and they have these square little grids of plastic,
right.
And you can buy one sheet for like 49 cents and you cut circles out, make your own, but based on the size of your seeds.
But whatever you use, whether it's from the craft store, a screen, or an old pair of pantyhose, you want to make sure that's clean as well.
Yeah, obviously. Goes without saying.
Well, you never know. Some people might just hack at their old windows.
My wife's not around. I'm making sprouts with the pantyhose.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue here.
So, and your mason jar, obviously, you know, make sure that's nice.
No, the mason jar doesn't have to be a certified mason jar. It can be an old glass.
No, if you got like an old spaghetti sauce jar, you want it to be around quart size.
Right. So it doesn't have to be a certified mason jar. All right. Can it be a plastic or does it need to be glass?
Needs to be glass.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So what you do is you got your jar. You're going to put your seeds in that jar.
Based on how much you want, follow the recommended rate
Most people do like, I think it's a tablespoon.
Okay.
And then you're going to put water in there. And then you put your lid on or your screen or whatever. Mm-hmm. Make sure it's secured with a rubber band or a canning ring, whatever you have. And then once you have the water in there, you're just going to kind of shake the seeds around. You can do this 3 or 4 times. Shake and
a
rinse.
Day.
Shake and rinse.
At the initial beginning.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
And then so twice a day you want to keep doing this. You don't have to do it 3 or 4 times, but twice a day in the morning, in the evening, you want to rinse the seeds off essentially. Put water in there, rinse the seeds off. And then eventually you're going to start to see them sprout.
Within 48 hours, you're going to see these seeds bust open from their seed coating.
Right. And the reason why you're doing this twice a day is to keep them moist so that they will sprout.
You're basically hydrating the seeds but removing moisture and grow medium and allowing them to sprout in the air is basically what we're doing. And that allows you to eat the roots. Because of the tenderness of them, you can eat the roots, the whole plant, the everything.
Yeah.
Now, you can do like sprouts in seed trays, but this is a far easier and cheaper method because you don't have to have a medium in which to grow in. You just need a jar, screen, and seeds and water, and you got this figured out. And regular tap water, you don't have to worry about the chlorine. It's not going to affect the seeds with this quick turnaround.
Right, so that's exactly the process. And then you can kind of determine how big you want them to be. I think after about 3 days, though, that's kind of your max. They'll be about 3 to 4 inches long.
Any more than that, you could be getting more to a bitter state because they're going into a production of I'm going into a plant rather than I'm just a baby plant now type of thing.
Yeah, and so but you want when you do this, you want to keep that jar or whatever away from direct sunlight.
So not in a windowsill.
No,
back of a cabinet or back of the
counter.
Counter, right.
Yeah. And just average room temperature, so not your hottest room in your house, not your coldest room in your house, just the average.
Now, if you want to do this and you want to play around with it and do several jars at a time, don't do all the jars at one time. Do one, write on it with a piece of tape, you know, this is radish sprouts, put the date, and then the next day try something else. And sometimes you'll get this, you know, you'll find this combination of this is really good, I'm going to keep doing this. And sometimes you may have to play around with it and figure out, well, I need to let this set for 3 days, this for 4, that type of thing. But you always want to remember and put on your little calendar on your phone, remember to rinse out the seeds. Otherwise, you're going to have a jar of dry, dead seeds, and you're not going to get anywhere with them.
Right.
So growing sprouts is an easy way to get some nutrients, some fresh greens, even if you live in an apartment, a retirement home, anything like that. You can certainly do it that way.
Definitely.
It's a great way, and it's a conversation starter. What are you doing? Well, I'm growing, you know, that type of thing.
Growing some
sprouts.
The kids
really like this, too, because they see how quickly from seed to, okay, we can eat this in like 3 days, 3 to 4 days, and sometimes if you maybe 5 on some of the seeds. So maybe you will try it growing sprouts. We've done that. We're going to continue to do that with some more this winter. We just have too much going on in the summer to grow sprouts. So.